my wall. Black and teddy bears.
You know, he's fairly small. Good morning, Boris. At any rate, it's a Monday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Thank you for stopping in. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. For those of you that want to catch it on live stream, americasvoicenews.com, the place to go. If you're traveling in your car, be careful. Pay attention to what's going on. Weather's a little bit better, finally. The House Oversight Committee is going to vote on whether to force Kellyanne Conway to testify over alleged Hatch Act violations. This is so political. Is there any question at all that Kellyanne Conway is a political beast, a political operative, an advisor, a key advisor, a spokesperson for the president? Well, she spoke of politics, and that's a violation of the Hatch Act. Really? Here's what I think about that. Come on. Nonsense. Of course she spoke about politics. You know why? It's what she does. She was the campaign manager, the first woman, by the way, to be the campaign manager of a winning presidential campaign in American history. Maybe we should celebrate the fact that Kellyanne Conway smashed that glass ceiling, but no. No, let's see if we can jam her up in the Hatch Act. We'll get her, and then we'll get some. The Democrats need to pay attention to policy and people. Squandering all of this time going after Trump and talking about impeachment and non-impeachment and more investigations. Jerry Nadler was an embarrassment, by the way. Jerry Nadler, if you missed this, Jerry Nadler had Hope Hicks in front of his committee here, what was it, Thursday last week. And he was completely distracted. First of all, they had to stop the meeting, the committee meeting early, because all of these Democrats were taking pictures of Hope Hicks, snapping pictures and this. And what is she, a celebrity? And she is, I get it. And he had her attorney had to say, what are you doing? Why are all these people taking pictures? And Gerald Nadler's Big Jerry, Fat Jerry, as some call him, had to say, hey, can't take pictures, you know, show some. You want to be taken seriously and you act like fifth graders with a B-list celebrity. I mean, that's the way you're conducting yourselves. It's an embarrassment. And then it gets worse because then old Jerry keeps referring to Hope Hicks, the former key advisor to the president, as Miss Lewandowski. Miss Lewandowski. Now, of course, Corey Lewandowski, another key advisor to the president, and you don't know if it was intentional to try to throw Hope Hicks off or if it was just the fact that Jerry is not bright. I'm willing to go with that theory because I don't think Jerry is very bright or in very good shape. But it was so bad. It was so bad that even CNN and others said, man, you guys are just a joke, Jerry. This whole committee thing with Hope Hicks is a complete joke. CNN went after him, all fed up, from the picture-taking to the names being wrong to everything else. Bite 4 from CNN ridiculing Jerry Nadler and his committee and the Democrats. Go.
And it undermines their case, I think, to not show her respect, right, because she is important. She was one of the closest people to President Trump throughout crucial periods of time. And to call her names that are not her name or not afford her the respect by calling her Mrs. Hicks, then I think that that undermines their whole case that she's important and deserves respect.
And it raises these questions about what are the Democrats doing with their majority, which if you're a Democrat elected in one of these swing districts who perhaps, you know, took a seat from a Republican, you want to go back and be able to show people that you've been doing something, and this eclipses a lot of other things right now.
Well, you'd like to show people you're serious. That the work you're doing in your committee is serious because you're not attending to the actual concerns of the American people, being the economy and the southern border and 100 other things. No, you're wasting your time with a show trial of some sort with Hope Hicks, whose name you apparently don't even know, while you're taking pictures of her like she's a celebrity that you want to put up on your pinup wall. You know, it's not serious. And I thank God every day for Gerald Nadler and his behavior. I also thank God every day for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because I think right now she may be doing more single-handedly to get Donald Trump reelected and Republicans back in control of the House than any other individual. I mean, what she does on a daily basis to embarrass herself, to embarrass Democrats, is... I mean, she's doing some heavy lifting, let's be honest. And Professor Alan Dershowitz blasted AOC for her outrageous, indefensible remarks, which, by the way, she continues to go with and double down, triple down, whatever it is, on comparing Nazi death camps to detention centers for illegal immigrants at the southern border. Dershowitz, appearing on a Breitbart radio program here yesterday, had this to say.
It is so outrageous when somebody like Jerry Nadler is willing to sink so low just on partisan grounds to defend a bigoted ignoramus who makes comparisons between what's going on the southern border and the Holocaust. And let nobody misunderstand what she was saying. When she used the word concentration camps, what she meant to invoke was the Holocaust. She didn't make distinctions between death camps and detention centers, between Dachau and Auschwitz, and even in the concentration camps that may not have been death camps, so many people died because they were forced laborers and everything of that kind. And of course, never again is the direct invocation of the Holocaust. By making that comparison, she becomes a Holocaust denier.
She becomes a Holocaust denier, but she's also a bigoted ignoramus. Well done, Alan. Professor, I like your selection of terminology. I mean, the fact of the matter is, AOC is doing more currently than anyone else to have Donald Trump reelected. Her efforts make lifelong Democrats question the party. And it brings me back to what we've been talking about today, and that is there's a civil war happening in the Democrat Party right now. And come a couple of days from now when we get to Miami for the debates, it could turn into a shooting war. Circular firing squad, I'll grant you, but still a shooting war. This party is about to consume itself from the inside out. I've been saying it for a very long time. I'm saying it again. Tell your friends and then tell them to join me here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.